Hey investors, Justin here with our Thursday news update where we cover the top story within the real estate investment world. Sometimes it's trends or sometimes it relates to rental or purchase prices, but no matter what, it will always be relevant to you as a real estate investor. Now, this week, I want to talk about the downfall of Zillow's iBuyer program and what we can learn from it. If you haven't heard, Zillow introduced a buying program to replace a unique feature they had called Make Me Move, which was a great tool for real estate agents when I was an agent a couple of years ago. Essentially, the Make Me Move feature allowed owners to list their homes not as an active listing, but sort of a, hey, if I got an offer at this price, I'd take it. And of course, the prices were usually a bit optimistic, but it was a great place to look if inventory was really low. Now, Zillow replaced that feature by offering to purchase homes themselves and get in on the flipping action that people are seeing huge success with. So ideally, it went like this. You tell Zillow you want to sell your home quickly, usually it's in some kind of distress. They'd spit out an offer based on their Zestimates, and the seller could take it or reject it. But here's where things went completely wrong for them. Now, anybody who's been in real estate sales knows that the Zestimates are your worst enemy when going into listing appointments. In my market back in California, they were off sometimes by huge margins. And since then, with the machine learning that Zillow's implemented, they've made some huge corrections and, from what I hear, have narrowed down their margin of error within the 2% range, which is really impressive. However, since these homes were being sold distressed and off market, and the Zestimates couldn't quite comp them correctly because it didn't know the scope of work or exactly what was going on with the property or what the story with the property was, the new Zestimates for these types of properties were off by an average of 7%. Now, that still doesn't sound like a huge deal, but when we consider most of the homes were purchased in Phoenix or Southern California, that 7% margin of error resulted in a few tens of thousands of dollars in miscalculation per property. Now, as a result, Zillow is selling off their properties that they've acquired for an average of a 7% loss and 7% less than what they paid for, causing the company to temporarily pause their iBuying program. Now, here's what we can learn, and the biggest takeaway I want to leave with you: real estate is hyper local. It is very difficult to truly gauge the value of a property or the scope of work needed without having an intimate knowledge of the area and the community, and without having that proper connections with contractors in the area to make strong valuations of distressed or undervalued assets. In my opinion, and many notable investors, we don't feel Zillow taking this huge hit is a sign that the real estate market is struggling or going downhill, like I've seen some articles say. As a matter of fact, there's many credible sources and investors who agree that real estate still has a very long runway of high gains for investors. So I hope you enjoy this episode. My goal is always to keep them short and to the point. Head to the show notes and get yourself onto our weekly newsletter where we'll cover this topic and many others within the multifamily space, stocks and crypto, and national news as it relates to real estate investors just like yourself. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.